and this is Deanna Spinbola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for People Who Can't Handle the Truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN listeners recognize that our educational system is wholly inadequate and prejudicial and designed to dumb down the population. People who listen to RBN understand that deep-pocketed special interests control the corporate media and the government. I'm relatively tolerant and like to hear every aspect of a given issue. That tolerance does not imply acceptance or endorsement of everything that a guest might utter. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spinbola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations. That website is WV, as in Victor, WVFoundations.org. Rodney, welcome to the program.
Hey, Deanna, thanks for having me back. This is going to be a great topic this morning.
Good. It's always a delight to have you on, and I just want to express my appreciation for your program on Saturday. It was amazing. I think the music was so perfect that is really, well, music has the ability to touch one's heart. And the music that you chose for Saturday was so touching, and it was wonderful, magnificent.
Well, you know, I like music is I guess you can call it a hobby. I've never been able to develop the skills to play music, but I've always been an admirer of music, and I have quite a large music collection. And I thought that, you know, given Adolf Hitler's tremendous love of music, no program would be complete, you know, on that particular show, that, and, you know, on the anniversary of his birth, without incorporating some music selections. And, of course, the two guests that I had on, you know, who lived during the Third Reich period, I happened to had one of her favorite selections, Wilhelm Streitz's Guten Nacht, Mutter. I just had it in my, you know, selection I could play right there for her. And, you know, she had taken the time. She was actually traveling on holiday, and she made it a point to make herself available, and so I played that for her. And Streitz, actually, Hitler did listen to Streitz. He was one of he had such a great voice. And
bless her heart, wasn't she just the best?
She was. I mean, tell you, Deanna, that show, you know, it's quite different being on that side of the mic, going from a guest to actually, you know, doing a show and a program. And I was exhausted after that 2-hour program. I mean, I had to take a nap, but I also enjoyed it. It was probably one of the most fulfilling shows that I've probably ever done. And the feedback has been great. Those particular two guests really enjoyed it. And I just got a comment in the chat room. Yes, we did play about 3 minutes of a Wagner selection. We couldn't play an entire Wagner selection because it had taken up more than 2 hours of the show, obviously. But we did play, we closed the show with Entrance of the Gods into Valhalla, which Hitler had wanted to play at his funeral if he would have had a formal funeral in Linz. And that was how we closed the show. So I did enjoy that show, and I appreciated your feedback.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing that. All righty, so we have another very interesting topic today, and it's something that people have raised questions about. We are going to a break, so we will be right back after a word from our sponsor, back in 3 minutes.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations, and that website is wvfoundations.org. All righty. So why don't you introduce your topic, and I'm sure people have heard something about this. There's things on the Internet that talk about this, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, this is an interesting topic, and this kind of runs parallel, and it's almost a part two to what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, Deanna. We talked about national socialism defined versus socialism of the left and Marxism. And I think today's topic, which is the Strasser brothers, Gregor and Otto, and the battle of the NSDAP, fits right into a follow-up to what we talked about. I think we clearly defined national socialism versus socialism of the left and Marxism. I think we clearly defined some of the clear distinctions that national socialism was clearly not Marxist socialism, and there was a clear difference. And one of the differences was, and Hitler outlined that, was that national socialism was clearly anti-communist, was clearly pro-individual. The individual had the right to keep the fruits of his labor, and was clearly pro-property and things of that nature. I think we clearly defined that. Hitler was pretty clear on that. Also, Hitler did not, particularly after he came out of Landsberg prison after the putsch failed, he clearly understood and was of the opinion that the NSDAP was not going to tear down all of the institutions, that they were going to obtain power legally, and that they were going to transform Germany
within the legal confines of his going to utilize existing institutions. He understood how foolhardy it would be to destroy all of the institutions, that that would open the door to chaos and would open the door to much broader problems. You know, you look at what had happened in the Soviet Union when the Bolsheviks, that was prime. That's what happened when they toppled the Tsar. You had all the institutions collapse, and that opened the floodgates for the Reds. And he understood that. He understood that clearly. Well, within the NSDAP, there was a left wing. And the left wing was represented predominantly by these individuals called the Strasser brothers, Otto and Gregor. Now, I'm going to say some things controversial here, and that is, you know, one of these two individuals did contribute some significant positive things to the NSDAP, namely Gregor. Otto, I have some strong feelings about, and I'm going to prove these with sources and such. But Gregor was actually in and associated with Adolf Hitler and the NSDAP before Otto was. But let's talk. And what they were doing essentially is they were running this parallel, almost a parallel party within a party. And the NSDAP started out as the German Workers' Party. We've talked about that in prior shows. And it was originally a regional party before the putsch. And then immediately after the putsch, the party was banned. And they started, the Strassers essentially started this National Socialist Freedom Movement, which allowed it to at least run for the Landtag and the Reichstag legally. And they were certain, you know, NSDAP members were elected. As a matter of fact, and some of them even got their prison sentences reduced because they'd been elected under that ticket to the various Landtags and into the Reichstag. But post-putsch, the NSDAP was banned for a period of time. That ban was was ultimately lifted. But what were some of the elements that the Strassers and the left wing of the NSDAP, what ultimately became Strasserism. And that spread, by the way, it's important to note that Strasserism, particularly post-war, has spread into a lot of what we would call the post-national socialist movements and nationalist movements. People picked that up and decided, well, let's declare national socialism, you know, the traditional national socialism, let's just run with Strasserism. And I think that's dangerous. I think it's ultimately dangerous. Is what I'm going to propose today is that essentially, you know, Hitler was right about the Strassers. I think that ultimately they were one foolhardy, Gregor was, and Otto was a false front. I think Otto was clearly, probably the case to be made, a false front for the Soviets. He wrote a lot, and I'm going to establish here that, he wrote some things, and some of his things, you know, his famous Prisoner of Ottawa, which has been used by a lot of these characters, you know, that have been used to assassinate Adolf Hitler's character. His other book, Hitler and I, everybody knows about those books, and he wrote a lot in coordination with Jews, and right, we're going to talk about that.
Didn't Douglas Reed write Prisoner of Ottawa?
He actually, after the fact, he did some work with translating and dealing with that. However, the Hitler and I was actually, Otto Strasser wrote that in coordination with a Jew by the name of Erich Mosbacher. And I'm going to pull some excerpts out of that, and we're going to look at what Strasser was doing during the war. Now, bear in mind, his nation was at war. The whole time Strasser was engaging in some double talk. He was saying that he was a national socialist, but a national socialist of the left wing, saying he was still committed to national socialist principles. His nation was at war. The Jewish National Congress had declared war on Germany in 1933, and he has taken up with Jews and writing these books. Hitler and I was written in coordination with a Jew by the name of Erich Mosbacher, and I PDF'd copies of the covers of the original books, and those are going to go on my website. But then he also wrote a book with another Jew by the name of Michael Stern in 1943 during wartime. Now, this is the most damning bit of evidence against Otto Strasser, I believe. He wrote this called Flight from Terror, and this was published in New York in coordination with Michael Stern in 1943. Now, what's interesting about Michael Stern was one of these Jews in U.S. Army uniform who entered Rome 2 days before the Allied troops entered Rome. He had a very interesting career. I have his obituary. He just died in 2009 at the age of 98. It was an interesting character. But I'm going to read some excerpts out of that book as well. But as you know, Deanna, the U.S. military, in coordination with these Jews in U.S. Army uniforms, would latch on to these false front German agents to write these propaganda pieces to trash Hitler and the German government. And this book, that this piece that Otto Strasser wrote called The Flight from Terror, with in coordination with Michael Stern, and what's interesting is Michael Stern is doing this as, you know, 1943, he's in Italy, you know, he's bouncing back and forth doing this between, you know, while he's in the army, attached to, you know, army, supposedly a war correspondent of the army, same time he's going into Italy, in Rome 2 days before the Allied troops enter Rome, supposedly, and he's doing this covert work with Otto Strasser to basically trash Adolf Hitler. And some of the things he writes clearly exposes him as I believe, a Soviet agent. But let me get back to that later. I want to basically cover some of the political propositions and proposals that Strasserism, and then I'll get into the individual specifically, because I'm a little kinder to Gregor than I am to Otto, but not very much.
Right.
But it's interesting what they proposed. They in 1925, Otto did do some publishing free before he left, and he published this National Socialist Brief in which he advocated class conflict. Well, that's completely in conflict with and wealth redistribution. Now, that's completely in conflict with what real National Socialism advocated, and we talked about that last show with Adolf Hitler was talking about in true National Socialism. He also advocated alliances with the Soviet Union as early as 1925 and 1926. He was advocating linking up the Soviet. Now, what was National Socialism was advocating was fighting against Bolshevism in the 1920s and early 30s. He was strongly against the notion of the Führer principle, the leadership principle. What's interesting is in this book, Flight from Terror, I'll cover some, he talks about this meeting in which he is at the meeting at his brother's house, Gregor, and he's talking against the Führer principle, and Hitler bangs his hand on the table and says, no, the current situation of the nation is one in which only a strong leader is going to be able to take care of the situation. And Ludendorff, who he had been praising, he liked Ludendorff, says, bravo, you're absolutely right, in the sides of Hitler. And so, as I said in an earlier show, Deanna, when you're sifting through, when you're having to do the work like that you do and like I do, you have to dig through all of this writing that these characters have done. It's like looking for a, you know, a diamond in a cat box. You have to dig through a bunch of excrement to get to some of information. You know, Otto is kind of an interesting, I consider him really like all communists. He's really a buffoon. He writes this stuff, and sometimes in a lot of cases he incriminates himself. But those are some of the key political platforms that they were advocating for. And that as early as, you know, Otto writes this in 1925, he advocates an alliance with the Soviet Union, redistribution of wealth, class conflict. Well, this is Bolshevism. And we'll see in some of these writings, he says it. Hitler calls him out on it. Hitler calls him a red. And we'll get to that. But let's talk about Gregor for a minute, because I am a little bit kinder to him. Gregor was about 4 years older than Otto, and Gregor had been involved in the NSDAP and was slightly more to the traditional NSDAP side than Otto was. But Gregor was in the Freikorps during the early days of the 1919 chaos following the war. And he was under the command of Ritter von Epp. And Gregor Strasser, he actually commanded a Sturm battalion during that time. And his adjutant was Heinrich Himmler. And what we're going to see is the Strassers actually had a number of what we would consider lieutenants who we'll recognize their names. Heinrich Himmler, Kurt DeLuga, Joseph Goebbels were all Strasser adjutants and lieutenants. And interesting, we're going to break and pick it up.
Yes, we are going to break. We will be right back.
five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations, and that website is wvfoundations.org.
Hey, and by the way, I did, the dogs are gone. My children forgot that I was on the air, and they let the dog out, and I put the dogs back in. You will not be co-interviewing the dogs anymore.
Oh, my goodness. Every once in a while, one of my cats will come into the office before I close the door, and I won't know that he's in here, and all of a sudden he'll jump in the middle of my desk, and oh, my goodness. So anyway, but they don't bark. My cats don't bark.
No, they don't, but that one, that's my big German Shepherd, and she's our watchdog, too, at night.
She speaks German, then.
Yes, she does. I have good conversations with her. Anyway, I was saying that we're going to notice throughout the show, you're going to hear some very familiar names, and it's very interesting because Heinrich Himmler was Gregor's adjutant, and Joseph Goebbels was within the Strasser organization as well. Kurt Beluga was in the Strasser organization. And when it came time, all of these individuals were rather gifted, and we're going to see in Otto Strasser's book, Flight from Terror, that he wrote with the Jew Michael Stern in 1943 during a critical year of the war. You'll see Otto Strasser trashing a number of these individuals. And it's going to be very interesting as we look at this book. But getting back to Gregor, because like I said, I'm a little bit kinder to him because he did make some positive contributions.
Gregor Strasser was not one of the early founding members. He had his own group there during the Freikorps and the Kapuche era. He did join late 1921, early 1922. He did take part in the Beer Hall Putsch, and he was tried and was sentenced to Landsberg. But he was one of the NSDAP members that was released early because he was elected to the Landtag when they created new organization called the Freedom Movement to avoid being restricted from the ballot because of the party being banned. He was then elected and won a seat in the Reichstag, and he held that seat until 1932 when he was removed from the party by Hitler. And we'll talk about why he was removed. When the party was, the ban was lifted, which was lifted in at the end of February 1925, Hitler appointed Gregor Strasser the first Gauleiter of Lower Bavaria. And that Gau was actually split, and he remained a Gauleiter. He was also appointed the NSDAP's first leader of propaganda. He actually had Goebbels' job. He was the first person to have Goebbels' job. But what Gregor Strasser's major contribution, and this cannot be denied by anyone, was he built the party apparatus outside of southern Germany and Bavaria. He actually went north. And, you know, before 1925, immediately, you know, before the putsch and immediately after the putsch, the NSDAP was a regional party in Bavaria. And probably had the party been organized outside of Bavaria as strong as it was after 1925 when the putsch took place, the putsch may well have been successful. But what Gregor did was, Gregor was by far the smarter of the two Strasser brothers in terms of organization and political. He took basically went and organized the party in the Ruhr and the western parts of Germany and northern Germany, and where they had a mere about 27,000 to 30,000 members. And in 1925, and by 1931, they had about 900,000 members total. It was his organization where he did that, and he built that. But what he did was, and this is the entrance of Kurt DeLuga in the Silesian area in the eastern Germany. Kurt DeLuga ran the party there as well. But what he was doing, though, was he was creating a parallel party, a party within a party, with this Strasserism, with this leftist party. And that did not sit well with the real party. And I keep saying the real party, the traditional party, because while he was building the party, it was the NSDAP. The party in the north, he was building, yes, it was under the party banner, but it was a different ideological party. He was building this leftist Bolshevik type of party, and it was beginning to create a lot of internal dissension. And Goebbels ran the party in the Rhineland area. That's where Goebbels was from. He also began to create its own printing, its own newspapers, contrary newspapers. And as a matter of fact, we covered this, I think, in another show. Deanna, you had situations where you would have dissension within even the SA. You had the Stennis revolt, and those Stennis people were Strasser people. And this is where you actually had to get the German police to take back the SA and the party offices in Berlin. And by this point, you started to see the fracturing within even the Strasser group. You had people, Goebbels had left the Strasser group and had moved over and said, no, Hitler's the way to go. You know, the Strasser people are beginning to are not the true National Socialists. They're a little too far to the left.
Would you compare that, or can you compare that to what happened early in this country, where we were actually set up as a one-party government, and then it was and Alexander Hamilton that came along and kind of changed that, and I think it worked here, but it didn't in Germany. All right, we are going to a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations, and that website is wvfoundations.org.
Well, Deanna, you asked about, you know, the kind of comparison with early United States. Well, you know, the founding fathers had, you know, they didn't like political parties. George Washington originally, you know, they just, you know, the early system wasn't meant to have anything to do with political parties. Those came in as a result of, you know, some of the early people deciding they wanted to monopolize the system, and they created these parties to essentially do what the parties do today. And now they're essentially...
And it was in the same manner that they were trying to do in Germany with an interloper interference.
Exactly.
And, exactly, right.
And if you look
federalist
at...
Federalist and anti-federalist, and for the same reasons.
And if you look at the parties now, they're essentially two sides of the same coin, dominated by Jewish Marxist interests. There's not a difference of what happened with Rand Paul today. He's now saying he's doing an Al Gore. He was against something, now he's for it. And he's all for drones on American citizens. So, you know, it's interesting. And I'm assuming his position, I haven't read his position, but I'm assuming it has to do with this so-called Boston incident, but those people weren't even American citizens. So that doesn't mean, you know, it's interesting. This whole thing is so interesting. If we hadn't cheapened what it means to American citizens to begin with,
then we wouldn't have this problem anyway. But back to political parties, our early system wasn't even meant to have political parties. It was meant to have citizens go up and engage in public service, then go home. They weren't even meant to have, this was meant to be a career. And now it's basically institutional corruption. I go back to what I said. It is basically Weimar. It's Weimar. It's pollution. And it needs to be fundamentally changed. And the biggest question is, and I'm on a soapbox here just for about 10 seconds, is how much is the people willing to take before they say, no more? And everything starts at home. Vote your incumbent. If everybody were to vote their incumbent out, fire their own incumbent first instead of saying, well, mine's okay, it's somebody else's, then we'd have some real change. But, it's interesting. Back to Strasser. Another thing that Strasser created, and this is interesting, is you can see all the parallels with the Strassers. They were clearly looking at the Bolshevik model. They created the NSDAP overseas organization. And bear in mind, Hitler's position was, and we covered this last time, was that National Socialism was not for export. It was clearly a German model meant to cure, for Germans, and if other countries wanted to create their own type of nationalist organization, they could do that. But National Socialism, Germany was not going to export National Socialism in the way that the communists were creating the internationals and was engaged in, workers of the world unite. Well, Strasser was in conflict with that as well, and he created this National Socialist overseas organization, NSDAPAO. And you clearly see with what you would call Strasserism, and Gregor was executed in the Operation Hummingbird in 1934. And we'll talk about that. But Otto basically took that mantle up of Strasserism, and he pushed it with a couple of different organizations, and ran with it until his dying day. He even went back to Germany and tried to create alternate organizations. And then eventually died. Nobody ever took him serious because, even as we'll see, their lieutenants, Himmler, DeLuga, Goebbels, all of them abandoned them because they realized what they were. And again, as I said earlier, I believe that Otto Strasser was an agent for the Soviets. And I believe his brother was just Gregor was just an idiot, a self-serving idiot, as we will see. Gregor, starting in 1928, and we cover this in other shows, in 1928, the NSDAP began a series of election victories. And those election victories, they're not attributed, I don't attribute those to the Strasser brothers, because Hitler was going all over the country campaigning. He was in the airplanes. He was the first modern politician to use the airplane to just barnstorm the nation. And you would see him going from stop to stop, from city to city, from even small rural communities, and then of course the ground game. The ground game, and by this time Goebbels had ascended into the propaganda head of propaganda. You've seen clearly that Hitler was the reason for these election victories. And Hitler was actually overshadowing this battle, what I call the battle for the NSDAP. And the Strassers were beginning to be relegated back. There's clearly Hitler's version of National Socialism was the predominant version. There was still this internal struggle within the party. But clearly Hitler was the face of National Socialism. It was his policies. He was the one that was telling the NSDAP Reichstag deputies what policies to pursue, what policies to support in the Reichstag and such, and that culminated again in 1932 when the NSDAP was voted as the largest party. There was about 30 to 35 parties on the ballot. The NSDAP hits about 40 to 41% of the vote. Some people say it's 30, and I posted the actual graph, which even the modern day Germans have posted. They hit about 40 to 41% of the vote. For a single party to almost hit 50, and they only needed one coalition partner to reach the majority, which was the German Nationalist Party, Hugenberg's party. And they formed a government in 1933. They should have been appointed, Hitler should have been appointed chancellor in 1932. Instead, Hindenburg asked General von Schleicher to form a government. And here is what cooked Gregor Strasser's goose. The Weimar was wanted to do anything to cut the throat of the NSDAP. And von Schleicher calls a meeting with Gregor Strasser and offers him the post of vice chancellor. And what he was wanting to do was to basically split the NSDAP. He was wanting to pull Strasser's leftist Bolshevik version of the NSDAP into the government, and the southern, you know, the traditional, the real NSDAP, was hoping to split and fracture that party and break it. And it did not work. It did not work at all. Gregor Strasser goes to Adolf Hitler, tells him what he's going to do. He's going to be the vice chancellor. He has all these grand, and Hitler fires him. And Gregor Strasser resigns his party offices, and he essentially goes on a vacation. He leaves, goes on a vacation to Italy. And during that time he was gone, the remaining Strasser loyalists, and there wasn't that many left in the NSDAP, the powerhouse, what I would call the, you know, powerful ones, the ones that had the most influence, like Goebbels and De Lubbe and Himmler, they had all come over and said, you know, Hitler was the one, he was the future of Germany, he was the right, you know, that, you know, that's where they had already gone over to Hitler's side, they had sworn oaths to Hitler. There wasn't that many left that had any sort of, what we would call any sort of, you know, influence in the party. And so Gregor Strasser comes back to Germany. He does a little bit of printing. Otto Strasser leaves. He goes to Austria for a little bit, and then he ends up going to Czechoslovakia, of all places, a country that's hostile to Germany, forms this organization called the Black Front. And then we see in 1934, the Operation Hummingbird. You know, we've talked about that on prior shows. The plot the SA was planning to extend the revolution, finish the revolution, which is something that the Strassers had always considered Hitler's rise to power as being an incomplete revolution. And the rest is history as it goes to Gregor Strasser. He was arrested with the rest of the traitors, including Ernst Röhm. And he talks about Ernst Röhm in this book, The Flight from Terror. He misrepresents the relationship between Hitler and Ernst Röhm. We'll talk about that. Gregor Strasser is executed in the Night of the Long Knives. And Otto Strasser flees and continues his chicanery. And he really exposes himself as as really a Soviet agent and a double agent and just an absolute fool. But I think we kind of established what, you know, Strasserism is. Strasserism is a very, very close parallel to Bolshevism. Its key principles are very, very close to Bolshevism. In the early 1920s, they were advocating this relationship with the Soviet Union. They're advocating this class conflict as the Soviets were. They advocated this overseas approach like the Soviets were. And it's, you'd have to wonder what would have happened had Strasserism prevailed, as opposed to, you know, had Gregor Strasser became the vice chancellor under von Schleicher, what would have happened? It's just it's interesting what would have been, you know, had Hitler not fired him, and Gregor Strasser gone off to Italy, and Hitler stuck to his guns, stuck to his principle. It speaks to what we've talked about on the shows about that there are core principles that are timeless that you do not compromise on. And Hitler, that's one thing Hitler did. He recognized that there were core principles that you just do not compromise on. He recognized the Jewish intrigue. And we're going to talk about that as we get into Otto Strasser, because he really became the face of what became Strasserism, and he really exposed himself. One of his early books after he left was Hitler and I, and he worked closely with a Jew by the name of Eric Mosbacher on that. And in this, he talks about an early meeting with Hitler, and it's very, very interesting how he talks about the dynamics of this meeting. And I have to read this excerpt, and it's not very long, but it's very important for the guests to understand what Strasser's talking about. This goes to that diamond in the cat box analogy that I talked about earlier, Deanna. This is Otto Strasser talking, and this is from his book, Hitler and I. Of course, the big, you know, the most incriminating evidence against Strasser comes from, we'll talk about later, possibly in the second hour, is his Flight from Terror, which he published with Michael Stern, the Jew in the U.S. Army uniform. But he says, Herr Hitler is a, this is Gregor talking to Otto. He wanted Otto. Now, bear in mind, Gregor had already been working with the NSDAP when he merged his group with the NSDAP, and he was recruiting Otto to come in.
And Otto, let's talk about Otto for a little bit. Otto was a committed socialist of the left. He had been a member of the Social Democratic Party. He had been in World War I, and he'd also served very briefly in the Freikorps that had fought against and put down the Bavarian Soviet Republic, which is kind of interesting. Again, he and his brother had worked with Goebbels. Now, Otto strongly advocated for strikes and nationalization of the banks and all industry. Now, this was something that Hitler had opposed because he did not want to tear down all of the institutions of government and the system. And we talked about that in the prior show, the difference between socialism of the left and national socialism.
Right.
Hitler's version was he wanted to create jobs and full employment, and he did not want to use the Soviet system, which ultimately proved to be a failure by nationalizing everything. They did regulate. National socialists did regulate to make sure that everything worked towards the common good. But interestingly, Otto really pushed his brother to form this, what was called a working group within the National Socialist Party, which ultimately was put down. There was a conference held in Bamberg, and Hitler showed up at the Bamberg conference and basically put down this working group that Otto had established with his brother Gregor, which was ultimately pushing for the National Socialist as a whole, including the real National Socialist, the traditional National Socialist, to adopt all of these Bolshevik-type policies. And Hitler actually showed up, and this is where the battle lines are drawn. And at this Bamberg conference is where you've seen the people like Goebbels shipped over to Hitler and left the Strasser camp. But anyway, and... this is also the time when they were expelled as well. But this is also when he formed this Black Front, and he fled Germany, ends up in Czechoslovakia for a time, and he actually recruited hit squads from Czechoslovakia to go in and try to assassinate Hitler, assassinate the head of his state. Yeah, he actually did this. Now, it's interesting, he talked out of both sides of his mouth. He would talk about... being anti-Semitism, but at the same time, he is openly stating that, criticizing Hitler for being anti-Semitic, and he himself is associating and working with Jews on publishing his book.
I think we're finding a lot of people like that now here in the truth movement, so-called truth movement.
Well, yeah, I'm not understanding. To me, that's a schizophrenic message because, and you know, ultimately, Deanna, every evil and wrong that's been perpetrated on our culture, on our people, on our society, the Jews have had their hands in it. I mean, there's just no, you cannot, you have to address the root cause of the problem. And here is Otto Strasser, you know, cajoling with the Jew and embracing Marxist communist principles. He's wanting the NSDAP. It's clear that he was an agent. It's clear that he was an agent of the Soviets. There's just no doubt about it. Look at everything he was advocating. And it's I'm surprised that Hitler let him get away with it as long as he did, frankly. But, you know, he first went to Austria, then he went to Prague, and it's in Prague where he established this Black Front. He then ended up in Switzerland and in France, and then in 1940 he goes to Bermuda. And he left his wife and kids behind in Switzerland, by the way. And then in 1941 he goes to Canada, and this is where he wrote that famous Prisoner of Ottawa. And bear in mind, the Prisoner of Ottawa is the book that people like Jim Condon and others try to use, because they were where he slimed Hitler and said, oh yeah, he's, you know, had Jewish descendants. And, you know, it's never fully explained where he's getting the source of funding to publish these books. I think we know where he's getting his source of funding to publish these propaganda
Speaking
books.
Speaking of Jim Condon, have you heard back from him about when you're going to have the second part?
No, I've not gotten a response on email, so I'm assuming that's just not going to happen. I just assume it's not. But,
I just wanted to point that out.
We did try. I think you tried and I tried, and I'm guessing that he just doesn't want to do that anymore. But, you know, he published these books, and what's interestingly, there's a lot of selective use of Otto Strasser's sources. People will use the Prisoner of Ottawa, but then they will not use the book that he wrote in 1940, Hitler and I. And then, of course, if you look at the one that he wrote in 1943 with the Jew Michael Stern, Flight from Terror, that is the most damning one.
He then gets permission to return to Germany in 1955. He applies to a federal administrative court. He goes back to Germany, and what's interestingly, he tries to proclaim himself as the new National Socialism, and he forms his German Social Union, and no one pays attention to him. I mean, the Germans knew. It's kind of interesting. The collaborators, you know, that formed in the Soviet Union, the traitors that made broadcasts against Hitler, you know, they were shunned. And when they came back to Germany, nobody paid attention to them. The same with Otto Strasser. The true successor of the National Socialist Party in immediate post-war Germany was the Socialist Reich Party that was headed up by people like Otto Ernst Rehmer, who put down the July 20th plot against Hitler.
And amazing. All right, we are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Our guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations, whose website is wvfoundations.org. All righty. There was another mic.
Strasser goes back. He goes back.
You're cutting out. Rodney, are you there? You seem to be cutting out. Unless it's something wrong with my Skype.
can hear you fine.
Okay.
I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, I couldn't hear you for a while. Go
okay.
ahead.
Well, yeah, the second author was Michael Stern, who wrote, and he initially wrote Flight from Terror in 1943 under a pseudonym. And what's interestingly is why did he write it under a pseudonym? Well, Michael Stern was a Jew in the U.S. Army. He was also going up the boot of Italy with U.S. Army troops at the same time. And what hasn't been fully explained is how he was writing this big piece with Otto Strasser at the same time. But interesting, he was indeed, he was in Rome 2 days before the rest of the Allied forces entered Rome. And then, of course, he published this piece with Flight from Terror with Otto Strasser. But I want to cover real briefly, we think we have about 5 minutes, a piece from Hitler and I. And it's a very interesting excerpt, and I spent time going through both books. It's very enlightening, some of the excerpts that he writes in here regarding his interactions with Hitler and what he says about Hitler. Now, bear in mind, sure, he's got sour grapes in here. Obviously, he did not prevail in his political confrontation with Hitler. He did not get to transform the NSDAP into a second Bolshevik-type party the way that he and his brother were hoping to happen. And he ended up having to run away, and his brother was executed as a traitor. But it's interesting, he writes in here, his brother is saying that Herr Hitler is a teetotaler, Gregor explained with a host smile. He's also vegetarian, he added with a glance, almost of apprehension at his wife. The roast had just been put in, talking about his wife was making roast dinner, and so basically forewarning his wife that Hitler may not eat the food that was served. An instinctive dislike of the guest who had been thrust on her with a perceptible in her eyes of the whole attitude. And he was basically saying that Gregor's wife didn't like Hitler. And he goes on in some of his other books saying that women really didn't like Hitler when they came around him. You know, that's kind of interesting because if you look at the polling and the membership of the NSDAP, actually the females actually were overwhelmingly supportive of Hitler personally. He goes on and says, Elsie never approved of her husband's intimacy with Adolf Hitler. She tolerated him during the years that followed without ever daring to express her revulsion aloud, but her hostility to Hitler never changed. That day, Adolf Hitler ate meat. I don't think he's ever done so since. Of course, this was early. This was about 1923, right before the putsch is when they're saying. That is probably so. That is probably a true statement, I will say, because Hitler wasn't always a vegetarian in the early days. That came later. We'll pick this up after the break.
All righty. Be right back. We have our 60-second top of the hour break. Be back.